This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, remember the Red Bull 400? It's that crazy annual race to the top of the Nordic ski jumps, the big ones at the Utah Olympic Park. Well, until this year, the participants had to be 16 years of age or older, but now the younger ones can participate. Emma Gerard, who is a Nordic ski coach for Park City Ski and Snowboard's Nordic division. She teaches the young ones, and she's joining us to tell us about a new add-on event this year for those younger than 16. It's the Park City 200. Both events are fundraisers for the team, and Emma, we're so glad you could join us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So I like this, that the younger kids can be involved. What have they done in years previous?
In years previous, our team has done a lot of volunteering at the event, and they've always wanted to do it themselves, and we've actually gone out the Monday after the event, and we do it during practice, and the kids actually do really well even on the bigger jump, but we always wanted to have a junior event, and the Red Bull race did not offer that, so this year we're really lucky that Utah Olympic Park allowed us to put a race on the smaller ski jump. The 60-meter ski jump, so it's 200 meters rather than 400 meters, still with a lot of elevation gain, and we'll set it up pretty similarly to the Red Bull 400, where there'll be heats. We also have another division where a heat where parents can compete, and then their time compared with joint with one of their kids' times will be in the family division. So we're really excited. It's the first year we're putting on the event, and all of the proceeds go toward our Nordic team. So we're, and it starts 6 o'clock on Friday.
It starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. So how do you, when and where do you register? And
You can register online at parkcityss.org until tomorrow. We need that day to sort out all the heats, because there'll be heats and then finals.
Okay, great.
Emma, I'm wondering if you still have your little son, I think it was, that Lynn babysat one time, because I believe she tried to steal him, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. I now have two of them, and anytime Lynn wants to babysit, we will happily take her up on it.
And so I'm glad to hear that you're doing this for younger participants and that parents can be involved, because I like the Labor Day sack races and sprints at City Park, and I'm always in the 12 and up category, and I do well there if I get a little bit of a head start. So will there be the ability for me to cheat if I choose to do this? Can I get a head start?
You'll be with other parents, so I feel like that'll be good enough.
So the parents are also doing the 200, or are the parents doing the 400?
They can do either. So if they register in the 200, they have to have a kid doing it also. And then, you know, they do one heat. They don't do a final, whereas the junior athletes do a final. And I should specify that it is 9 and older is the age start for that event, but no age limit for parents.
How is it working with the kids in the Nordic program? I mean, you've got some little great athletes here, and what a wonderful website, by the way. I had not been aware of this. So Park City spelled out SS.org.
Yeah, thank you for looking at it. It's definitely a work in progress, but it's been great. I mean, we've seen a lot of growth in our Nordic program the past year. I mean, this summer I had 55 kids, and it was really more of a multi-sport outdoors program than, you know, specific Nordic training in the summer, although they did do a lot of roller skiing too. Last winter was really good in that we got more of our community involved in cross-country skiing. You know, our community is 25% Latino, so we've had kind of a push to get more of those kids on skis, which was really, really cool. And yeah, it's just got a lot of momentum right now. Our coaching staff is amazing. I mean, we have Liz Steven, who just retired from the U.S. ski team, coaching for us. We have Gordon Lang and Ruff Patterson on the comp team, which is Ruff Patterson coached for Dartmouth for 30 years. So
wow.
It's amazing, our coaching staff. We have, with the younger kids, we have the NCAA champion, Ava Siever. Russ from Slovenia. So yeah, I can't say enough good things about the coaches we have right now and how lucky we are to have them, because they're hard to come by.
And this seems different than, you know, my memory of the program just a few years ago. I mean, I've known Gordon for years,
yep.
and I've known that he's been involved with the kids in a development team, mm-hmm. is what I would call it.
Yep.
Is this the evolution
yep.
of that?
And Gordon's been with a comp program, which is the high school age kids. And where we've seen a lot of growth is in the younger programs. You know, it wasn't too long ago we didn't offer anything for those kids in the summertime. And now we do, and that's grown a lot. So yeah, we've seen a lot of growth with the younger kids, and even the comp team's grown a bit too, so which is good.
So it used to be, it seems that there were about 5 or 6 different Nordic programs, from Soldier Hollow to Salt Lake City.
Yep.
And have some of these sort of coalesced into one big program?
Well, there was a smaller team that was kind of covered different areas in Utah called Wasatch Nordic, and they are no longer. So some of their kids are in our program. But Soldier Hollow, we are kind of a partner with, because we're both under the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, and that's more for kids that live in Heber area.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a lot of our kids do the biathlon program over there, which has been awesome. Zach and Sarah have done an amazing job with that. So we have kids that will be on our Nordic team, and then 1 or 2 days a week they'll go over to Soldier Hollow and do biathlon with them. So we work a lot with the Soldier Hollow team. Even at races, we will wax our skis together, but they're not under Park City Ski and Snowboard directly. And then Tuna is a great program too. That's more Salt Lake area, but we still have plenty of kids that choose to do our program that live in Salt Lake.
I'm looking at a photo on the website of the Red Bull 400 and people running up the K120,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, it doesn't seem like a very long way when you're watching a jumper come off of it. They just kind of soar through the air and land. No big deal.
Yeah.
But running up it, this looks horrible.
It's really,
it's
only, running is really the first section, and then it's actually a lot of climbing. So you'll definitely feel it more like in your legs and you would in a running race. The fastest athletes in the past have done it in about 4 minutes.
Oh.
But the cutoff, well, to the halfway point is 10 minutes. So, you know, it is a hard event, but it is fun, and it's over pretty quickly for most people.
And they have ropes, kind of a webbing
yeah.
across. So when you're not really climbing just on the AstroTurf, you're
no,
using
and
the ropes.
And really you don't need the ropes. Are nice to have, but it's not steep enough that you're literally like,
yeah,
having to hold onto the ropes.
Tim,
but it is like
you
last
mean Tim
year.
Tim won't slide back down.
No, we haven't had that.
I was going to wonder how, when you don't make the cutoff, do they get you off this thing? Are you life flighted out or something?
You can't. There's a road that goes up, and if there is an issue with someone, they can get a ride back down in a vehicle. So it's you basically, the cutoff is the halfway up the jump, the top of the in run,
okay,
and then
well,
that's kind of a good spot where they can just hang out.
Thanks,
then,
Emma. That's reassuring.
Yeah.
and I also see there are a number of spectators. Good spectator event?
It is, yes. You should definitely come out and watch and cheer and enjoy other people suffering. But yeah, no, we're super lucky this year. We have over 1,000 entrants in it. And, you know, the first year we capped it at 400, which
wow.
was only like 3 years ago. So we're really lucky to have this event as a fundraiser, and you know, the support of Red Bull, and to see how popular
yeah.
it's become.
I love watching other people suffer, especially when they're named Lynn Ware Peak.
I don't think I'll be out there, unfortunately. I think I
when
got
you
called
watch me
out
suffer, you always have to look behind you. That's the problem.
Emma Gerard.
Lynn would do great in the event. She's a tough woman.
Emma is a junior Nordic coach for Park City Ski and Snowboard's Nordic division. And again, it's the Park City 200. It's for the juniors, 9 through 15, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
Right? And they'll be going on the smaller jump, the K60. The big people will go on the K120. That's all taking place Friday. Again, time for registration.
And then Red Bull is actually Saturday,
oh,
starting at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But you can still register parkcityss.org.
Okay. Thanks for coming in today.
And thanks for having me.
Have a great time. I hope you raise oodles of money.
This fits in my proclamation of I never do anything over 5 hours, which I have not even come close to violating in the last 2 years. But, you know, 4 to 10 minutes?
Yeah. Sounds great. You ought to do it. Stay with us. We'll be back after these words.